Hey, Mike, this is Joey from Local Splash.
What's up, Joey?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Did you get a chance to talk to your brother?
Yes, I did.
Okay, awesome. What did you guys discuss?
Well, he ran me through a little our budget-wise, and we did just purchase Angie's lease.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So I think what he was telling me is we probably should hold off for a while. And
okay.
I know we can't really schedule anything unless you guys are open. So.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think in our point we're just in a bad timing right now.
I see. Okay. Gotcha. And when you say you guys, because it sounded like, and I'm actually very familiar with the home advisors. So like, did you already pay? Because I know it's pay by lead, right? They give you like a bunch of lead and it's like 30, 40, 50 bucks a lead or something like that, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And you paid all of it up front or are you, like, do you have the ability to like pause it?
Yeah, they had a starting fee and then,
okay.
And then they
yeah, like a yearly fee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't really know. We just got a lot. We just bought insurance too and
okay.
A couple of contracts, so.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we're not here to take food off the table, right? You know, and when it comes to home advisors, I'm actually glad you mentioned that just because home advisors and Angie's, they're the same thing. You know, one of the way that they actually get their leads is directly through Google, right? They rank themselves on the first page of Google. And what's happening is that you're taking those leads from Google and they're reselling it to you and like six or seven other business owners in your area. I'm just not saying it's bad. This is the way that their business model works, and the only people that really make out usually are those marketing companies. So, like, what we do is that obviously we make sure that you're the one that's on that first page. And because you mentioned home advisors, what I can do for you, I don't know if this would make it any better, but I can waive the $99 setup fee. So it would just be $249 today. That way it'll at least get you started, and I can leave that whenever somebody's already using, like, you know, if they're using like something like Thumbtack or Home Advisors and Angie's, and, you know, it sounds like it's an opportunity that you guys want, but, you know, if I can help you out financially, then I definitely will. Would that make it a little bit better? So that way we can at least get you on and prove to you what we're able to do and get your website and social media and everything stays the same. We'll be able to set all that up for you, but I'll waive that $99 today. It'd just be the $249. Would that be a little bit better?
Yeah, that would be better. I actually greatly appreciate that, actually.
Listen, it's not all about money with us. You know, it's really about businesses. And because you guys are a business and you don't really have that much of a reputation online, we do a tremendous amount of work for the first 30 days. About 100 hours we put into the account. That's where that $99 comes from. But I do have discretion, and anytime I hear, because I've been doing this for 10 years, you know, anytime I hear somebody saying, hey, look, money's tight, we've already got our money locked in another place, and they want to do it, I'm totally happy to get that way for you. So $249, that's going to get you exactly what we mentioned before on Google. It's going to get you your website fully built, and it's also going to get you the exact same thing that we went through for Facebook. Nothing changes. The only thing is just $249. Is that something that you'd at least be able to do now?
Yes. We can go for it.
Okay. All right, let's do it, Mike. I appreciate your time, obviously. Like I said, just a couple of things. Oh, you know what? I just saw your text message. Sorry about that. I was refreshing.
I got it.
Okay.
I sent it,
I'm just...
and then you called. It was just fine.
Oh, I was going to say, because I was in your account, and I was like, man, I didn't see this here. Oops. Okay. So, all right. Well, at least it's a good thing I called anyway. All right. Well,
yeah.
let's go through a couple things here, Mike. I promise I'll be courteous of your time, and I'll make sure I stay on the phone with you. We'll wrap all this up, and then we'll schedule the time for you to meet with the team, and then we can go ahead and do all that with you. So, first and foremost, obviously, your name is Mike. Is that short for something? Is it Michael, or is your legal name
yeah,
Mike?
Just Michael.
Michael.
Michael. Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Michael, or Mike?
Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
D-U-N-C-A-N?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And what is a good email address for you?
mbduncan85@gmail.com.
Okay. And the phone number your clients are going to call you, is it 330-933-3069?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And what is your guys' business address?
3511 Waterford Avenue.
Waterford?
Yeah, F-O-R-D. Northwest Canton.
Northwest Canton, Ohio, 44708?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, the fun part here is so remember, you get to choose 15 keywords, and you can be as generic as possible, totally fine. And what our team will do is they will take a look at all the high traffic keywords for you, and we'll make sure we're ranking you on the first page for those. So what jobs do you want to be found for online? Obviously, pressure washing is one of them, I remember you saying, and window cleaning. But are there any other ones you want to be found for?
Yeah. Gutter cleaning.
Yep.
Surface cleaning. Soft washing.
Okay.
To think of some more.
If I don't want you to, you know, think too hard. I know sometimes this is pretty important for you guys. When we schedule the interview, we just like to get a little bit of a head start. So when we schedule the interview, if you want to think of more at that time, you can do so as well. So this isn't like the end all be all right now. So we'll just do the generic ones right now. And then if you think of any from now until that time, just let that team know, because they're literally the ones that actually do the work. So.
Okay,
perfect. All right. And you said that you guys are licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you guys are Angie's. Okay. And you say you did have, and I didn't find it online, which is totally fine. If you have your Facebook business page, just when you meet the team, either today or tomorrow, whenever you have time, make sure you send it to them. I just want to confirm. You said you did have a Facebook business page, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Already has one. And we're building that website for you. Okay. Now, when a client calls you, how do you guys accept payment? Do you do cash, credit? Do you do debit? Do you do Venmo?
Yeah, e-payment, which is like Venmo, Zelle, all that stuff. And then cash and check.
Okay. Venmo. Zelle. I heard for business owners, Zelle's been pretty popular these days, using Zelle, because it's like the client can pay you right then and there, and it just ends up right in your bank account. No transfer fees or nothing like that, right?
Nope, not at all.
Yep. Yeah, so, okay, cool. And now with this program, you can actually do up to 50 miles in circumference from where you guys are currently at right now. And I think, from what I remember, I believe it was like 20 or 25 miles that you wanted to do. We can keep the 25 miles or 20 miles perfectly fine, but if you wanted to stretch it out a little further, we can do up to 50. So how many miles do you want to be found for?
You can just keep it at 25.
Perfect. And that's from 44708, right?
Yep.
20 miles. Perfect. Okay, so let's get into the billing. Now, this is going to be a tax write-off at the end of the year. So we do recommend, if you have a business card, to use that just to keep everything in order. Like I said to you earlier, I'm going to send you a text message and an email that confirms everything, and you get your receipt, so you'll have that as well. But for the card that you're going to use, is the address the 3511 Waterford Ave.
Yep.
Northwest? Okay. And is this a business card? Is it your name and the business name on there? Is it just your name?
Yeah, it's both.
Both. Okay, perfect.
It's actually Damn Good LLC instead of Damn Good Power Washer.
Oh, Damn Good LLC. Perfect. Thank you. But do you want, okay, so even though your business is Damn Good LLC, you want us to market it as Damn Good Power Washing?
Yes, please.
Perfect. And, okay, so let's do the type of card. Is it Master, Visa, Discover, or American Express?
Master.
Master, perfect. And whenever you are in a safe location, we will do card number, expiration, and then 3 digits on the back.
All right, it's 5113-7984-6342-0572.
Okay.
And then
and
expiration
0728. Okay, 20. Okay, and 3 digits on the back.
041.
All right, just going to update it right now, not going to process it just yet. I'm going to read you off a voice verification like I mentioned to you earlier. It's really just to reiterate everything we went through. We are going to lock you in at $249. I am going to waive the $99 for you, so it'll just be $249 today. So all that will be discussed right now. So if you have any questions or concerns while I'm going through this, just please do not hesitate. Speak up. That way we can clarify anything that you need then, okay?
Got it.
All right. Well, Mike, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Damn Good Power Washing.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Duncan, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And when it comes to somebody have access to it, obviously you will. I can add an administrative contact on this account. They'll have full access as you. They can call whenever they want, make any changes. Is there anybody else you want me to add on here, or is it just you for now?
Just me.
All right, perfect. And obviously what we're going to do is that I'm going to send you a text message with our main headquarter number. You've already shot me a text. That's how you could communicate with me directly. But the number we're going to call you from is going to be an 877 number. All right, we're going to make sure that you have that saved because anytime we call, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to move the needle forward. If we do call and you don't answer, totally fine. Just give us a call back whenever you get a chance. That way we can kind of keep going with the listing. And then we'll get everything scheduled for you as well. Now, your initial payment, that'll be today. That'll be $320 of 24 and the amount of only $249. Now, your second payment is going to be the 20th of every month, okay? So March 20th, April 20th, so on and so forth, and the exact amount of $249. Now, as I stated to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. You can literally contact me directly, or you can shoot me a text message or email, and then we'll give you a call. Whatever the case may be, just let us know before your next billing cycle, so that way we can go ahead and get it canceled. Also, remember the pause feature. So if it gets busy, you do have an option to pause. We won't charge you the $249. That gives you time to catch up on your work. Once you get caught up on your work, give us a call, and we can resume it back at the $249 for you then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and process this now. As this is processing, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at our calendar. So we can see if we can get you scheduled in. We can try to do this today, or we can do it tomorrow. Which one would be better?
What time do you guys stop calling?
So we actually stop calling at 6 p.m. for client interviews. That's the latest today.
Okay. Yeah, we can do today around 5.
Let's see. Possibly.
Five
to six actually works for us. Yes, that's perfect.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. So I'm going to go ahead and get you scheduled in there right now. You should get a text message and some emails as well. So just let me know as soon as you get those. And then I'll schedule you in here for 1 o'clock. All right. And if we, when we do call you, if you end up, because we know that you guys are working all the time, so if we call you and you're like stuck at a job or you're in the middle of something pretty important, totally fine. When we call you around 5, if you're busy, just answer and just let the team know, hey guys, I'm pretty busy, can we reschedule? They're very good at rescheduling. They'll reschedule you right there on the spot, let you know what other times they have available, and they get you locked in there, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Yep, and a few things is you don't need a lot to prepare for the meeting today. If you wanted to prepare, you can start thinking of some additional keywords that you may want to be found for, some additional questions for Google, the website, or the Facebook advertisements. Obviously, make sure you have your Facebook page ready to go as well. And then any ideas that you have for your website, obviously, you can let us know at that time, too. If you have, like, examples of other, like, you know, competitors' websites or other websites that you saw, and you're like, hey, I really like these features, just let the team know, and then they'll be able to integrate it into the website as well. So like I said, you don't have to do any of those things, but if you wanted to prepare, those are some things that you can definitely think of. And besides that, I think you're all set. It went green on our side, so that means that we closed the listing. Congratulations, Mike. You guys are all set, ready to go. I do appreciate you spending some time with me today, and I do appreciate you giving us that 1% trust, and we will 100% earn the other 99% for you then, okay? Do you have any other questions or concerns for me, or is there anything else that I can maybe do for you as well?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. Well, hey, you can text me. I'm gonna send you another text message that has my info on there as well with my call, like my extension. So if you ever want to just call me personally or shoot me an email, don't hesitate. Just let me know. I'm happy to answer any questions that you need then, okay? But we got you in there today at 5.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem at all. You have yourself a great day, Mike. Take care.
You too. Bye.